Well, this is a great day. We've been waiting for it for months. All of us who live here in Searcy look forward to today for several reasons, because there are a lot of new people that will be staying with us. There are a lot of friends of ours who have come and brought their, started to say their children, but that's not right, really, who brought their young adults and have left them here with us, and we've been able to renew acquaintances. And it's just a great day. The singing is great. It's tremendously encouraging. And those of you who were here today and were able to sing under the leadership of Brother Davis, that's a great privilege. We want you to meet everybody that's here that you possibly can. And we welcome those of you who are visiting with us, or those of you who are new with us for the first time. Where are the academy students and the high school students? Would you stand up, please, so we could see you? Stand up so we can see you if you're a high school or academy age. Would you stand up quickly? Yeah, come on, stand up. Stand up, all of you. Yeah, there's going to be a skating party tonight after the service to kind of break some bones, some ice, and is an icebreaker. Sketch Henderson is going to be doing his thing, and his wife. Sketch doesn't know how to skate, but he'll be there, and you might need to help him. This is a beautiful audience, really. It's a beautiful group. It's a bit green as I look over it. Where are the freshmen? Would you raise your hands, or stand up if you're a freshman? Stand up so we can see you. That's why it looks so green. Look at them. It's amazing how you mature, though. Within 2 or 3 weeks, nobody will even know you're a freshman. You'll just mature so quickly. I want to welcome you this morning to the adult world of decisions. And I want to talk this morning really to freshmen. I know you've got butterflies in your stomach. So have I. Every Sunday that this is, you know, that comes every year, I always have butterflies in my stomach. So if you're here today and your mom and daddy going to be leaving you in a few minutes, they're going to be driving back 500 miles away. And you're kind of queasy. I understand. And if you want to come and cry on my shoulder, you just come on. And I'll help you as much as I can. We've got a lot of other folks that are out here waiting for you to just say, look, I'm terribly lonesome. Could I come over to your house for some popcorn? And they'll tell you, yeah, you come on. We're glad you're here, really. You're going to be able to, now to make some decisions. You're being given an opportunity. You get to make a whole lot of decisions that you didn't get to make maybe at home. I could point out a lot of these, but some of these are pretty scary. And I think I'll just wait until you stumble upon those bit by bit as you go through the year. But I want to mention one that's not too scary, and it represents the rest of our decisions. It's the decision that you make in the cafeteria. You've got to make some decisions. 3 times a day, 7 days a week, for the next 9 months, you're going to be making a decision in the cafeteria. For one thing, you're going to make a decision whether it's worth standing in line for what you get. But once you've eaten over there, I'm sure you'll know it is. It's good food, both cafeterias. But once you've made the decision, yeah, I'm going to stick with it. The line is 2 blocks long, it looks, but I'm going to stick with it. When you get down there and you go in and you pick up your tray and all and your silverware, you've got all this food in front of you and you've got to make a decision. It's not like being at home where Mama made the decision and she cooked one thing and you ate it, or you didn't eat. That was a decision too. But this decision, you can choose from several alternatives. And you have to make those decisions. And every day you have to make the decision again. Well, that's not really what I'm going to talk to you about. The thing I want to talk to you about this morning is that once you've made your decision, you've got to pay for it. Now, that's not all that profound. But I'm just simply saying that this year, you'll need to learn this principle. Take what you want in the cafeteria line or anywhere else in life. Take what you want and pay for it. Take what you want and pay for it. There's an old Spanish proverb that applies that to all of life. And the proverb simply goes something like this. Take what you want, says God. Take it and pay for it. And you know, that's so simple and yet it's so true. There's no way you can avoid it. Jesus endorsed this principle wherever he taught. And it simply says this, that at the very center of all responsible living, there's that area of personal choice where you select from alternatives. You pick and choose. And then you pay for it. And where life simply throws up a neon sign and says, take what you want. It's here, but you pay for it. When Jesus endorsed it, he was talking about the man that found the pearl. He was out looking for goodly pearls. And he came across a beauty. And he made a decision. He wanted that pearl. So he went and sold all that he had and came back and bought that pearl. He took what he wanted, but he had to pay for it. And then in verse 44, it also talks about the man who found a treasure in a field. Oh, and he got so excited. He wanted that treasure. So he went and sold everything that he had. And he bought that field because he wanted the treasure. And Jesus is saying, if you want the highest, if you want that which is very valuable, go ahead and take it. But you'll have to pay for it. But in Matthew, the 5th chapter, he talks about another side of the coin. And he talked about the man that was on his way to the court. He had been caught in something. He said to him, you better make friends with your accuser while you're going with him to court, lest the judge turn you over to the police officer, and the police officer turn you over to the jailer, and you be put in jail, and you'll not get out until you've paid the last penny. Saying, if you choose the lowest, go ahead and choose it, but you're going to have to pay for it. So whether you choose the highest or the lowest, Jesus is simply saying, you're going to pay for it. Now I want to trace the principle out a bit further, because it's very important. And it runs deep in your life. And especially as you began your college career, and as you began this year as a freshman, you're going to have to understand and accept and deal with this principle. Notice, first of all, I want you to see the lopsidedness of the way we usually view sacrificial living. You know what we usually think of when we talk about sacrificial living? We usually think that godliness is the only kind of sacrificial life there is. When our mothers and daddies used to say no to us and draw lines and put up barriers, you know, wouldn't let us do certain things, we used to think, oh, we're being deprived of so much, and it's so sacrificial to live the Christian life. It just... Or when an elder or a preacher stands up and they announce that they're going to preach on the sacrificial life, you know what we get all geared for? We get all geared to hear a life on godly living. And that's true. Godly living is a sacrifice. And to live a godly life calls for sacrifice on our part. And after all, didn't Jesus say, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me? He did. That's in Matthew 16. But that's not all he said in Matthew 16. He goes on down and says, in essence, well, he just says, he says, what will a man give in exchange for his life? You can read it, just simply read it through, for what will a man give in exchange for his life? And that's true. It shows the importance of life. But if you put a different inflection upon it and just look at it just a bit differently, you'll see that he may be asking us a question that we all need to answer. What will a man give in exchange for his life? What would you give in exchange for your life? In other words, what's your price? You've got a price. They say that everybody has a price. And I don't know, but what Jesus is asking us, what is your price? What will you give in exchange for your life? Will you exchange the high for the low, or the low for the high? For example, if a person chooses a life of dissipation, if he chooses a life of immorality, if he chooses a life of licentiousness, where he just lets it all hang out and he does everything he wants to do, the world calls that really living. We've even come to where we call it a life of self-indulgence. I think we've been taken in. I think what Jesus is really saying, that is, the person, regardless of what he chooses, whether it's the high or the low, whether it's the good or the bad, he pays for it. And Jesus is saying here, really, that whatever your lifestyle is, whether it's good or bad, it's going to call for sacrifice. The Lord calls those wasteful people who would live a licentious life, he calls them dead people while they walk around living. He says they have exchanged life for death. And then he told the parable also of the prodigal son. And he says the prodigal son wasted his substance in riotous living. Not that he invested it, he wasted it. Now, folks, if you had two lives, you could afford to do that. It didn't say that he wasted the excess. It didn't say that he wasted what he had left over. It didn't say that he wasted the peripheral or the unimportant. It says he wasted his substance, his essence. He wasted what he was. He traded his substance for slop. He ended up in a pig pen. And such wasteful living as that, well, that's the most sacrificial living you could ever make. That's the most sacrificial living you could ever live. When you trade what is life for death, or trade what is your substance for slop, or trade the high for the low, or trade that which is enduring for that which doesn't last, or trade that which is ignoble for that which, trade what is noble for that which is ignoble, my goodness, you're really talking about sacrifice then. So what Christ is saying, really, don't trade your diamonds for dust. Trade dust for diamond, but not diamonds for dust. But he's saying, in essence, what will a man give in exchange for his life? I want to ask you a question. What will you give in exchange for your life? You've been shortchanging yourselves maybe for years. But people have always been taking what they wanted and paying for it. You're not the only generation, you're not the only class that has now been offered the opportunity or been forced to see that you need to take what you want and pay for it. People have always done it. People have always lived sacrificial lives. Everybody has. Adam and Eve lived a sacrificial life. They took what they wanted and they paid for it. Cain, he lived a sacrificial life. He took what he wanted and he paid for it. Moses lived a sacrificial life. When he was grown up, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. Sacrificial life. But so did Esau. Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. He lived a sacrificial life. George Washington lived a sacrificial life. But so did Benedict Arnold. Jesus lived a sacrificial life, emptying himself for other people. And it cost him his life. But Judas also lived a sacrificial life. He emptied other people for himself. And it cost him his life. But he traded his life for just a bag of dust, 30 pieces of silver. And a rotting memory that will haunt him as long as eternity. And he is right now cursing the very day that he ever made that decision to trade his diamonds for dust. All of these people you see, and you could name them by the thousands, who made the decision. Let me tell you something else. You also, this very year, you freshmen, you sophomores, all of us adult resident people, you younger people, all of us, each one of us, will this year live a sacrificial life. There's no way you can avoid it. It's not a matter of whether you choose to have live a sacrificial life or not. You don't have that choice. Each one of us will have to live a sacrificial life this year. For example, you'll choose this year between honor and dishonor. You'll take what you want, and you'll pay for it. You'll choose between purity and impurity. You'll pick what you want. And believe me, you'll pay for it. You'll have to choose between good grades and bad grades. You'll pick what you want. And you'll pay for it. You'll have to choose between just everything, all these different things. You'll have to choose. And once you've chosen, then you'll pay the price for what you choose. There's no avoiding it. You know what? We need to stop deceiving ourselves by thinking that we can choose either between a life of self-indulgence or a life of self-sacrifice. There isn't any such choice. The only choice you've got is to choose between two kinds of self-sacrifice. That's all you've got available. That's all you've got as an option. To choose between two kinds of self-sacrifice. Either you'll choose to trade your diamonds for dust, or you'll choose to trade your dust for diamonds. Now that's your decision. You're going to have to make it. I wonder what you'll do. Aren't you glad that today is the first day of the rest of your life? And aren't you glad that today is the first day of the rest of your entire school, your career? Do you realize where you're standing? Man, this is the day. This is it. If you can see this principle today, God grant us the grace to see that I'm going to have to choose what kind of sacrificial life I'm going to live, and then I'll have to pay for it. Oh, if you can just see that today. Solomon saw it maybe too late. He said on one occasion, "Young man, delight in the..." Let me read it. I had it, I thought I could. I didn't think I could quote it, but I want to read it. He said, "Delight in your youth, and do what your heart desires. Do what you see with your eyes. But know that for all this, God's going to bring you into judgment. Listen, rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your eyes. But know that for all this, God will bring you into judgment." In other words, take what you want, but you have to pay for it. Verse 1 of chapter 12 of that book says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth." Take what you want and pay for it. And then in the last verse of this whole book, he says this: "This is the end of the matter. All has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil." He's simply saying here, take what you want and pay for it. Now, the essence of what I'm saying today is simply this. There's a choice that you need to make. You must make it. There's a choice that you must make, and I'm asking you to make it right now. You're going to pay for whatever you choose. And may I urge you to pause before you choose. It's so important. You've been given an opportunity. You've been punched today. And I don't know whether you get punched every time you start off on a new mission, but I'm punching you. The Lord is punching you. He's gouging you. He's saying, listen, watch out, listen. And He's saying, now pause before you make this decision. Will you sacrifice the low for the high? It's going to cost you if you do. You'll have to pay for it. Or will you choose just to sacrifice the high for the low? It's going to cost you. You'll have to pay for it, and that's really high. Those are high payments. But don't make any mistake about it. You're going to pay for whatever you choose. Take what you want and pay for it. I'm going to ask, before we sing the song, that we sit real quietly for just a few moments and you think about where you are, and think about this decision that's been thrust upon you today, and ask yourself this question: what do I really want out of life? What do I really want? And then we'll sing the song of encouragement. But let's think real quietly and real soberly this very important question.